The house they had taken was rather a lonely place, out of sight of neighbours, which they had got cheap because it was so isolated and inconvenient, I fancy. Of course, Mrs. Ormond, with her exaggeration, represented it as a sort of solitude which nobody but tramps of the most dangerous description ever visited. As she said, she never went to sleep without expecting to wake up murdered in her bed.
"Like her,"
said Minver, with a glance at me full of relish for the touch of character which I would feel with him. "She said," Wanhope went on, "that she was anxious from the first for the effect upon Ormond. In the stress of any danger, she gave me to understand, he always behaved very well. But out of its immediate presence, he was full of all sorts of gloomy apprehensions, unless the surroundings were cheerful. She could not imagine how he came to take the place, but when she told him so, I've no doubt she told him pretty promptly," the painter grinned. "He explained that he had seen it on a brilliant day in spring, when all the trees were in bloom, and the bees humming in the blossoms, and the orioles singing, and the outlook from the lawn down over the river valley was at its best. He had fallen in love with the place, that was the truth, and he was so wildly in love with it all through that he could not feel the defect she did in it. He used to go gaily about the wide, harking old house at night, shutting it up, and singing or whistling, while she sat quaking at the notion of their loneliness and their absolute helplessness, an invalid and a little woman, in case anything happened. She wanted him to get the man who did the odd jobs about the house to sleep there, but he laughed at her, and they kept on with their usual town equipment of two serving women. She could not account for his spirits, which were usually so low when they were alone,
and not fighting,"
Minver suggested to me. "And when she asked him what the matter was, he could not account for them either. But he said, one day, that the fear of death seemed to be lifted from his soul, and that made her shudder." Rullidge fetched a long sigh, and Minver interpreted.
"Beginning to feel that it's something like now?"
"He said that for the first time within his memory he was rid of that nether consciousness of mortality which had haunted his whole life and poisoned, more or less, all his pleasure in living. He had got a reprieve, or a respite, and he felt like a boy, another kind of boy from what he had ever been. He was full of all sorts of brilliant hopes and plans. He had visions of success in business beyond anything he had known, and talked of buying the place he had taken and getting a summer colony of friends about them. He meant to cut the property up and make the right kind of people inducements. His world seemed to have been emptied of all trouble as well as all mortal danger."